The Osgood File, Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. Hard to believe, but once upon a time, public telephones were the only option if you wanted to make a phone call away from home. But now, New York City's replacing them with 7,500 Wi-Fi kiosks around the city.
It has high-speed Wi-Fi for your own device, charging ports, even has a 911 emergency button here if you get into trouble.
Just one question. How do you know you're not actually linking up with some data pirate? More after this from Charlie. New York City's Link NYC is a series of Wi-Fi kiosks that will link any computer or smartphone within 150 feet to the internet with blinding download speeds. Colin O'Donnell helped design the system.
Along with maps, you've got the internet. You can browse the web, find information.
You said that it also makes regular phone calls?
Yeah, so you can make free phone calls, talk as long as you want anywhere in the U.S.
It all sounds totally sweet. But CBS News correspondent Don Daler wanted to know about security.
The main concern for a lot of people is you go on public Wi-Fi, you're afraid you can get hacked. How can they be assured that that's not going to happen with the system?
Because we're a public network, everybody has to have their own encryption key, and so they're all individually encrypted, and so it makes for a very secure and safe network.
Well, don't be so sure, says cybersecurity expert Gary Milievsky, because hackers are clever. They could set up their own Wi-Fi signal, which could send a phony login page to any nearby smartphone. And to most people, it would look real.
They think they're connecting to a Link NYC wireless kiosk, when in reality, they're connecting to a malicious site, and they don't know what they're going to put in their credit card and credentials. It's going off to hackers.
So, if and when the free Wi-Fi comes to a kiosk near you, have a good time downloading newspapers or listening to Wi-Fi radio. But Milievsky's advice is never use it for anything involving a credit card, bank account, or social security number, unless you're prepared for some unscrupulous data pirate to invisibly siphon it out of your phone. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.